Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, 3 o'clock. Ted Johnson not here, but he soon will be. 4 o'clock, he'll join us with his observations from Foxborough. 3:30, he'll join us, at least his voice, because he had a one-on-one interview with Mike Vrabel down there at minicamp today. We will react to that live. I haven't heard
it yet. Rest of Boston.
That's right. I'm looking forward to hearing that, reacting to that, seeing what those broskies are up to. But first, Dan Ball, it is that time. It's time for the three-point stance.
319!
180!
318!
118! Yeah, there you go!
What's up?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for the three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, which is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you didn't get the pleasure of interviewing Mike Vrabel earlier today, you got to get Glassman, and you can do that by calling all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have two hosts and then the Behind the Glass boys, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host and us will get 60 seconds to present their opening stance on their story of the day, after which we will open up for discussion on each. Our order for today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, then myself, Dan Ball. Andy, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
This is low-hanging fruit since I'm fresh off the fields of Foxborough, but we are messing things up with our analysis of the Patriots right now. And by we, I mean a lot of reporters, but also fans. This fixation on Efton Chisholm and the offense is misplaced and stupid. Mike Vrabel said it today. He was asked a question about the defensive line and guys like Christian Barmore and Milton Williams, and he said, I think that's got to be a strength for us this year, that front seven. We certainly invested in that position. And I'll go further. We need to be talking more about the defense. Like, that was my first takeaway. When I look at the offensive field, all I see is question marks. Drake May, for as much as people love him, massive question mark. Offensive line, for as much as I may think Will Campbell can play, massive question marks. Wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, you going to be healthy? Either way, massive question mark. Post 30 wide receiver. All the other guys, it's questions across the board on the offense. And that's all people are talking about. Why don't we get a little bit more positive and optimistic the way I see things and do things around here? Focus on the defense, where I see $190 million of defensive tackles, where I see cornerbacks who one's an all-pro, one's an $80 million, $20 million a year veteran. I see safeties like Peppers, Duggars, all these, Robert Spillane. This defense can be really good, and if this team is going to be good, this defense better be good. So focus on the positives, not the questions, people.
Oof.
So we just need to send you to Gillette every morning before coming up here to Brighton, and you'll be nice and bright and sunshiny?
Yeah.
Oh, well, bright and sunshiny.
But when I part of
I
it
think
is,
once a week, I think once a week, just, you know, whenever we think there's like forecast calls for 100% chance of that Andy, like, well, just
put my ass on the hill next to the field. Let me watch a practice. Those are my roots, baby. That's what I
told
love. That's
you.
How I got in this business.
You walked in here today like, oh, that's
it's football
serious.
Season. I'm clicking my heels together and going home, baby.
Yeah, it's also going to be like nicer later in the week.
Yeah.
You know? The boat will be
in
the water.
I'm going on vacation.
This is vacation week.
I got a little senioritis.
He's already got like one day left,
Downhill, two half days.
All right.
I actually looked at the resort my wife booked and realized she did a fine job.
Oh, yeah?
Restaurants, paintball. Like, there's all these random things.
Paintball restaurants?
No, those are separate.
Shoot the paintballs.
There was a comma in there. Restaurants, paintball.
Oh, okay.
Water park. free drinks.
Nothing like taking a look the week of the vacation, too. I'm in on that move.
Yeah. Is that the move to just like let your wife do it?
I've ever been surprised by Well, number one, let the Wookiee win. Two, let
your wife
pick it
up. So it's a no lose situation. If it goes well, it goes well and you have a great vacation. If it goes poorly, you have no blame in this matter.
I was going to say
that vacation sucked.
You have the hammer for the next one. You get to be like, oh, I'll pick this
one. I always got the hammer.
Easy. Would you please? This is half
Dan Ball, take control.
I'm sorry. Yeah, please. Dan, would you?
Sure.
The stick is yours, sir.
Oh, this is awkward.
Yeah, he's been talking, so it has to be.
The stick is the hammer is Okay. Fitzy, are you ready?
I probably should be.
I would hope you are, and I'll give you 60 seconds to prove it right now.
All right. We have been making much ado about one and many of the reasons your Boston Red Sox are still an under 500 baseball team, wildly underperforming expectations, and flat out being mostly a difficult watch. We've placed a lot of the blame at the feet of the $300 million man, Rafael Devers.
We'll get to that later.
Oh, we will, most certainly will, and I think I'm with our morning show colleague as well on her particular stance regarding Mr. Devers. We have talked about not calling up the kids in time. We only still have one of them while the Roman Empire is hitting 500-foot home runs in Worcester, but that's okay. Do you know what the real culprit is? Why they're in such a bad position? Oh, my God, they've lost so many games with, you know, by one run, and guys have been in scoring positions, too many strikeouts. No, Andy, it's as simple as this. The Boston Red Sox, what is their ERA in the first inning of games this year?
6.42.
No, higher. Price is right
style.
Lower.
9.69.
No, that's higher than 8. 9 is still higher than 8.
Just tell me.
7.12.
That's not good.
That is atrocious. That is beyond acceptable. Opponents are batting .324 in the first inning. OPS of opponents is almost 1,000. Dear Andrew Bailey and the rest of the Red Sox starters, figure out your first inning, and you might actually have a chance to get back into this thing.
Anthony drills it deep right center field, and the Roman Empire has done it again!
By the way,
you keep exaggerating.
I
say 500-foot home run. It was only 496 or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
My God, Tom Petty, your take is ready. Jeez.
So,
that's the pre-built nickname for this kid. The Roman Empire is phenomenal.
Yeah, as long as he's good. No pressure.
Yeah, but you know what happened to the Roman Empire?
All empires fall.
All empires fall, Stiz.
It collapsed.
Even the great Trump Empire will eventually fall.
Great. But Stiz, they were on top for a long time. You do realize
right? Yeah.
Okay, just
at least maybe like 15, 20 years. Could we at least get that of our Roman Empire?
Or they can get to like they got to five. Dan. This just in: they got to a second contract.
Ah, wow! They got past arbitration.
Yep.
Good for the Roman Empire. Andy, an added benefit: he's learned a new acronym: YERF and NERF.
Yes, they don't have a lot of NERFs. They got a lot of YERFs.
Yes, they do.
YERFs on steroids. It's that old cliche, you can't win a game in the first inning, but you can lose it.
7.12.
It's stupid.
It's so unbelievable.
Just
Walker
tell
Buehler,
it's the
Friday
second.
Night, five runs. And as much as I love Walker Buehler, you can't give up five runs and then just be like, you know, he's very frank in the postgame pressers Friday night, another one where he drops an F-bomb. That's cool. But you know what else is cooler? Giving up five runs and putting your team in a hole they can't come out of. And they scored six runs Friday night and tried to furiously rally again.
Also, from a selfish perspective, as we broadcast the games, it doesn't give people a lot of reason to stick around if you go down 6 or 7-0 in the first inning. It's like, well, honey, some time just opened up. What do you want to do tonight? Because the game's over in the first inning.
Is there anything on Apple, Amazon Flix that you
want to
watch?
You want people to be interested in the, I don't know, 6th, 7th, and 8th innings? You might not want to give the game up in the first.
And your boy Will is not going to sugarcoat it. He's going to act like somebody just kicked his puppy for the remaining 8 innings, regardless.
Because it's embarrassing.
It is. It is. A lot of good PR for the guys in Sox booth. Well warranted, but they've been going after the pitch selection and all
that
kind of stuff.
They're earning every single penny this season.
100%.
To say that. At the very least. Yeah,
by the way, radio hosts in Boston can right off.
Wow. I guess he was really talking about me and not you, as we learned last week.
Yeah, it wasn't me. At least not me when I'm surrounded by Ted Johnson, because he...
Now you're using him as your bodyguard?
He turtled. He went back in his shell.
Quick 90-degree turn over to the vacant microphone on the other side of the room.
Cowards.
All right. Stiz, may I have 60 seconds, please?
All right, Daniel. Your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right, so I'm pivoting over to hockey as I've been watching the Stanley Cup Finals, second time in as many years that we've seen the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers. Two teams that do things a bit differently. Florida likes to muck it up. They're very physical. They play right on the edge. Edmonton plays with a ton of speed. Both are great teams. Both absolutely deserve to be where they are. And it made me think, with all the salary cap issues that the NHL has, we haven't had those dynasties, the super teams that we talk about so much in the NBA. We've had some repeat champions in the last 15 years. The Blackhawks won a few, the Kings did, Lightning, Penguins, good teams, but we've never had that Goliath in the salary cap era of the NHL. So the less parity that we're seeing with now both teams in the Stanley Cup Finals and back-to-back years, the more I like it. I think the NHL would benefit in the interest among just casual fans, as the NHL is a sport that has been trying to get more fans into their game through the doors, watching when they haven't been watching before. I think a couple Goliath teams like an Edmonton Oilers with the best player in the world in Connor McDavid would benefit the sport, would benefit the ratings, and would give other teams like Bruins fans, given where the franchise is right now, something to try to hunt down and defeat. So the less parity, the better in the short term for the NHL. I feel like it'd be a better product that way.
I have thoughts.
All right.
I have another one. I'm entertained by this Stanley Cup final, and I'm not Mr. Hockey. This has been excellent.
And for Marchand, moving in on Skinner. Marchand is it's in. He scores. Marchand wins game two for the Panthers in double overtime.
Nice to know he can score on a breakaway, huh?
That's what came across my timeline as well. Do you know how I learned? I fell asleep before the second overtime and wake up the next morning, open it up. First tweet that I read. Funny, he decides to score in a breakaway now. So many salty Bruins fans on the timeline, Dan.
Add one to that mix.
Oh,
but this is a sneaky, entertaining, interesting series, I think, from a Boston perspective in a lot of ways, because you have the Connor McDavid thing. For those of us that like orange and blue, you might also like their color scheme. But Connor McDavid, ridiculous.
I didn't even put that together. Good
I also
call.
Sneaky love the old, like the vintage Oilers logo.
Yeah, like
I just associate it with childhood Gretzky, Messier, Grant Fuhrer, awesomeness.
So Dan Ball to, and then obviously on the other side you have the Panthers, the defending champions that have Marchand, that have a team that you hate, but I think you hate them because they play the way you kind of want to play, just better. Like, there's that mentality. You know you're not really in the Connor McDavid land. You don't have that guy, so you want to play big, bad Bruin Panther-like hockey. You built a team to play that way and then got smoked by the Panthers to open your season, and you're like, oh, we're not as good as them. So there's that whole world. But your larger point, Dan, I think, coming off the Four Nations tournament, I think there is value even above and beyond our normal. We like to have measuring sticks. We like to have good teams. We don't like parity. We want Mike Tyson. We want Tom Brady, whatever. I think there would be value in a Canadian team, A, finally winning, and then all of a sudden, not only did they win a cup, oh, they're the best team in hockey consistently. Mm-hmm. You know they're great. That gives us a little bit of an ability to sort of muster up, we hate Canada, they booed our anthem, like some of those feelings
I
we tapped
we're
into.
Past that
I don't
now.
Think we are.
Think
I'm
we
never
are.
Past it. I will never get
you
over
you hold a grudge like nobody's. You hold a grudge like people hold on to like the armrest in an airplane when the passenger door blows open.
Could you find yourself getting worked up over that again if you wanted to?
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. I think there's a lot of people that are simple-minded like Stiz and I admit it.
Are you happy now get lumped into that?
No, but like...
Me flunk English? That's impossible.
Me just, fail English?
Just
that's
passionate
impossible.
And like the low-hanging fruit of sports hate, right? Like we want... We
but
want
that's
to
the thing.
Hate.
Everything's good with an enemy. If we have parity everywhere, then it's going to be you get a chance to win. It's going to be the Oprahification of sports.
And then you put
sports.
A flag on it. It's even better. It's like
ten. I like it. It's iconic. You
tell
remember
me they're
back
Russian,
what they
it would
used
even
to
better.
Be. Well, that's a different story altogether.
Right?
I don't hate the Canadians. If you hate the Canadians like you hate the Russians, you need
I
to.
Don't, but I can.
You need to recalibrate your hate-ometer.
Why? They booed us. When was the last time Putin booed us?
Every single day of his life.
I've never heard him boo. Not once.
He does it through. The funny thing is, people say actions speak louder than words. His actions are speaking louder than whatever sort of boo.
Yeah, it's more like a condescending laugh, a cackle, if you will.
Yes, it's like a menacing, super maniacal, supervillain type of laugh. I also think, in addition to that, it would be great to see a Canadian team win for the first time in how long? That's right, 32 years.
Yeah.
We'd have a Canadian team winning the cup of their freaking sport, one. Two, the iconic team, which is kind of fun for the legacy factor. And three, I would love to see them win two in a row. And then everyone can say, God, this Connor McDavid, he's establishing a new dominance like Gretzky. Now we have to aspire to take them down.
But what
That'll
if the Panthers
fun.
Win two in a row? What if we reboot this vision?
F them.
Because they could win two in a row.
They could. I don't want them.
I mean, that would be better.
But I'm personally rooting for the Oilers. Yes, it does give you the
measuring stick.
Yes,
and it gives you that iconic Florida-based hockey team that is the
next
best
to a mall. What's the town again? A dollar to anyone that can name the town.
I have no idea.
Where the Panthers are playing?
Sunrise, Florida.
Yeah, nice. Look at you Sunrise. Go, hockey guy over here.
It's always better when the hockey team out of Sunrise.
Hockey guy.
Yeah, Dan, I'm with you, and I also like McDavid. You don't want him to go down the road of no title. Like,
right, we don't.
Nobody
want him,
wants that.
No one wants him in Club Barkley. No, I do not. We have told him you are not welcome at Club Marino. You are not. Get out. Go.
So we all are we rooting for
the Oilers? Yes,
the Oilers. I don't know. It's Canada.
I am.
Boo, McDavid. I want you to.
Come on.
It's like when I was rooting for Gronk but against Brady on the Bucks, and it was like really hard to justify. Didn't work out.
See, now we have to go back to that. Now I'm thinking of the weekend.
Yes, it is.
I'm sure you guys probably saw this, but did you see Marchand exactly 14 years apart scoring a shorthanded goal in a Stanley Cup final?
Oh, that's a damn shame.
that's pain right there.
June 6, 2011, June 6, 2025.
So that's
uncanny.
To quickly pivot, unless anybody else has anything else on the Stanley Cup conversation.
I can't read the text about the orange blank stain that they're booing, not the U.S.
Do it. I'll dump it.
little roulette with the FCC today we can play. So, Andy, Nick brought up the idea, the first inning runs, the yerfs, if you will, the issue with the Red Sox. Out of the issues facing this team, because there are still many, where is the first inning issues for your starting rotation among the rankings, so to speak, of the things that concern you the most?
Well, it's a byproduct of just the rotation, right? Like, we're fixating on the first, but, like, I'm not sure I'd feel good about Giolito in the fourth. Like, he's throwing batting practice. Like, some of these guys are just Richard Fitz was throwing batting practice. I don't know if it's a first inning issue or that's the only inning you're going to get to see because he's so bad he's out of there because he's a bad starting pitcher right now.
But he's not. He was never that bad until that particular
Giolito's
night.
Giolito's been throwing batting practice for four years
no,
now.
No, but Giolito, that's Italian for you suck. I get
home run derby.
Yeah. But Richard Fitz wasn't that bad. That's why last week I said he had no business being out there. He obviously wasn't ready. They brought him back too soon.
What do you mean? They were all excited. They were like, oh, we're going to stretch him out. He might have four innings in him.
He should have had a Hunter Dobbins-esque appearance before he started and throwing huge meatballs. Wow, what's the worst thing that can happen when you put on two guys with a hit and a walk with no outs with Mike Trout up? Oh, that's what can happen 470 feet later.
But it's reached the point where it becomes a little gimmicky. You almost have to search for a gimmick, and what I mean by that is, do you have them put forth a more exhaustive session in the bullpen as they're getting ready for the game? Is it something where you want them fatigued? I don't. I think the biggest question you had, Fitzy, is you included a name in there, Bailey.
Yeah,
Bailey, and I would also include Veritek because he's their whatever coordinator, something something. Alex told us last week he's very heavily invested in the preparation. Doesn't that, if you're getting smoked in the first inning, doesn't that mean your preparation in some form or fashion isn't getting the
job
done?
Your game plan sucks.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So those guys need to be included in this conversation, and they may be a big part of the problem. I'm not taking the pitchers all off the hook because I think there's reason to doubt Giolito. There's reason to doubt Hauk. There's reason to doubt Walker Buehler, your guy. Like, these guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Guys have struggled for years now. Like, they might not be good pitchers anymore.
We've seen, Hauk is a mystery wrapped in an enigma covered in puzzle. Yeah. I don't understand how.
About a year ago, he went off the map.
It was shortly after he got popped in the chops off a comeback liner.
Is that it? Is it the Bailey mentality? No. Is it something? I don't know.
You just said it. Your pitching coach needs to take the sword on that. Like, he needs to be accountable for the fact that whatever game plan they're going out there with blows. It's not just an accident that they have an ERA almost over seven.
Well, yeah, but they also aren't great pitchers. Like, I'll keep going back to that. I don't want to.
Why
wanna...
do they get better?
They get pulled. The pitching gets better. They get pulled. Their asses get taken out of the game.
Then we need to have openers and not starters.
We have openers. Yeah. They're unintentional openers. We've talked about this, and they're not very good at it. They give up 6, 7, 4 runs as Lou Maloney. Lou Maloney was bitching about this
all
game one against the Yankees,
sure.
I think, because of the situation. And he's like, we play good baseball. Like, he was this close to doing angry Lou on Nesson. I'm not sure he's totally all in, comfortable to really go on a real angry
Dave
Lou
O'Brien
rant.
Would appreciate.
I don't
that.
Think so.
We
got to
get him on the radio side more. He'll
yes.
do that on his home
and
turf.
And funny point, Andy, is that as we loud the Red Sox for like, oh my God, you guys went down the Bronx and scored 27 runs, amazing. They gave up 23 this week.
Oh yeah, that's who they are. They're like a barely below or above 500 team. They're going to score a bunch of runs, and they're going to give up a bunch. I think they're second in runs scored and second in runs allowed in the AL East. And then you get like a plus 15 whatever run differential. That's who they are. They're going to have stinkers in both directions, breakout in both directions. It is what it is. Dan Ball, nice job trying to keep control of this three-point stance.
Do or do not. There was only try in this segment.
Okay, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
A little Yoda.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.